Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's reading of the Yuma Sun, Yuma's daily newspaper. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Some of the articles I'll be reading today include a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. Yuma continues to prioritize economic development efforts. And on Wednesday, October 8th, the Sheriff's Office will host a coffee with a deputy. Before we do the news, let's do the weather. For Tuesday, the 7th of October, it's going to be sunny, a high of 94, a low of 67, and winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, the 8th of October, sunny, a high of 96, a low of 74, and winds out of the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for Thursday, the 9th of October, partly cloudy, a high of 98, a low of 78, and winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now for the news. First, a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. From the Friday, October 3rd edition, Housing Authority provides homes and community services to low-income families. Created by the Yuma City Council in 1975 to manage affordable housing throughout the city, the Housing Authority of the City of Yuma, HACY, offers various low-income housing opportunities, property management, development, and community services, all to help sustain affordable homes and the well-being of those living in them. The Arizona Housing Development Corporation, AHDC, serves as HACY's nonprofit affiliate. AHDC owns and develops properties, receives rental income, funds community services, and contracts HACY to manage the properties. HACY offers 1,456 housing vouchers to low-income individuals and families through its Housing Choice Voucher Program. Participants pay up to 30% of their household income towards rent. And if that does not cover the full cost, HACY covers the rest in a direct subsidy payment to the landlord. Through the Family Self-Sufficiency Program, HACY partners with local providers to assist families with job training, financial counseling, home ownership counseling, higher education opportunities, and more to help low-income families become more self-sufficient. HACY also supports the SHINE program, an after-school sports and education program that has equipped over 1,000 youth with the skills to grow into responsible and engaged leaders with strong ethical values. Founded in 2009, SHINE earned a Best Practices Award from HUD for its management of the Boys and Girls Club during the COVID pandemic. In another article from the Friday, October 3rd edition, Foothills Bank has earned a spot in the 2025 Top Companies to Work For in Arizona, ranking 13th in the list by the Arizona Capital Times Best Companies Group and Best Companies AZ. This selective list is the result of anonymous and comprehensive employee surveys measuring culture, work environment, leadership, and employee pride and satisfaction, combined with evaluations of workplace practices, policies, perks, and demographics, according to a press release. Next, news from the Saturday, October 4th edition of the Yuma Sun. Cities' efforts to communicate with Spanish speakers in area recognized. The show, Charlie Moss Yuma, City News Yuma Minute, earns awards. Efforts by the City of Yuma to communicate with the Spanish-speaking community has gained national recognition. the communications department took home two awards among 1,100 entries across 37 categories from government communications departments across the country. Founded in 1988, the City-County Communications and Marketing Association champions public communicators in their efforts to connect residents to municipal services, fostering civic engagement and building stronger communities. Next, from Saturday, the Yuma Territorial Prison has earned the designation of third best haunted destination in the United States by USA Today's 2025 Reader's Choice Awards. This incredible achievement reflects the valiant efforts of thousands of Yuma residents, paranormal investigators, and supporters of the Yuma Territorial Prison from around the world who cast their votes and rallied behind this historic site, said Park Manager Yana Cruz. Thank you for helping us preserve and celebrate a legacy that continues to captivate and haunt the imagination. And finally from Saturday, sports, prep football. Local teams handle business in Week 6. Week 6 saw the majority of Yuma teams in action, taking care of business, including a much-needed home win for Yuma Catholic and a gritty victory in the final minutes for Cibola. Now, news from the Monday, October 6th, 2025 edition of the Yuma Sun. Our first article, Yuma continues to prioritize economic development efforts. Newly realigned department strives to recruit new business while supporting local staples. This article by Josh Bootson, Sun staff writer. Half a year after the city of Yuma decided to merge its economic development and neighborhood services departments, Cynthia Blott, Assistant Director of Community Development, appeared before Council to provide an update on the department's mission. We want to increase private sector investment, create new jobs, increase housing opportunities, identify and pursue target industries, develop attractive and diverse neighborhoods, and improve the quality of life for residents, Blott said. She praised the merger as a step in the right direction to accomplish all of these goals. It really allowed us to align our resources so that we could have a coordinated and structured effort to improve neighborhoods and create jobs, Blott said. Under the new alignment, Neighborhood Services prioritizes affordable housing programs, housing rehabilitation, community outreach, tenant-based rental assistance programs, code compliance, and federal funding programs. Economic development, on the other hand, focuses on business retention and expansion, promoting the area at trade shows, and improving community aesthetics, all with the goal of elevating existing businesses and recruiting new ones. The city partners with many development agencies, including Greater Yuma Economic Development Corporation, Crossroads Mission, Arizona Western College, Forefronted, Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and Western Arizona Council for Governments, among others. The industries the department has chosen to target include advanced manufacturing, logistics, science and technology, entertainment, and life sciences. The department has invested in educating and training its staff to meet some of the Trump administration's executive orders, reviewing policies and procedures while also taking advantage of the opportunity to expand foreign trade zones. Yuma boasts a variety of advantages for economic growth, a close proximity to California's population centers, coupled with a comparatively low cost of doing business in Arizona, provides a distinct advantage. Yuma's senior water rights to the Colorado River, military partnership, and international relations with Mexico also give the region an extra leg up. We have a nice opportunity here with an international airport, access to rail, interstate, and foreign trade zones, and the border crossing access at our ports. We just have to do a better job branding and marketing our city outside of Yuma, Blatt said. With the new administration coming in, there is an opportunity to take advantage of qualified opportunity zones as businesses struggle with increased international tariffs. In opportunity zones, businesses can take their profits and reinvest them in the community for tax credits, providing a distinct opportunity for the business and the community. A company that is facing tariffs overseas can come to Yuma, move their manufacturing plant here, and they're free from the tariffs they're paying there, and they're also free from any duty and tax until that component or product is put onto the market, Blatt said. Over the last year, the city has overhauled its economic development webpage and designed interactive brochures with QR codes to hand out at trade shows. The city also invested in a client relationship management CRM tool for the long-term tracking of marketing efforts. With this tool, the city can analyze which entrepreneurs, businesses, or industries are engaging with Yuma the most and which campaigns are producing the most success. Council member Arturo Morales expressed that he'd like for the city to be more proactive than reactive, identifying potential customers and approaching them directly rather than having those businesses reach out. Before we contact or pursue any industry, we have to know if they'll be good for the community, Blatt said. The CRM helps us meet all of those identifying factors on the front end before we do the reach out. It will end up being a great resource for us. In order to provide support for the businesses that already exist in Yuma, the city rolled out a business retention and expansion survey earlier this year. This survey identified opportunities, challenges, and growth potential for local employers, allowing the city to connect them to potential partners and other available resources. Their needs are possibly going to be the needs of industries who move here, and we want them to expand as well, because many new jobs come from existing businesses that are already here, and we know it's easier to keep a client rather than to attract a client, Blatt said. To reach customers face-to-face, staff recently attended the Anaheim Electronics and Manufacturing Show and are planning to attend the upcoming Battery Show in Detroit, as well as SemiCon West. While still in the initial data gathering stage, the newly aligned city department is making strides to promote and elevate Yuma's economy in various industries for years to come. And this article, Yuma continues to prioritize economic development efforts. Just a reminder, you are listening to the Yuma Sun with Mary Wiegand on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Our next article, Sheriff's Office to host Coffee with a Deputy on Wednesday, October 8th. This article by James Gilbert, Sun staff writer. The Yuma County Sheriff's Office is inviting residents to join deputies for a cup of coffee and conversation during its annual Coffee with a Deputy event. The event will take place from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Wednesday, October 8th at the Sunshine Cafe, located at 10110 North Frontage Road in the foothills. Sheriff Leon Wilmot and several deputies will be on hand to meet with members of the community in an informal setting. Part of the National Coffee with a Cup initiative, the event aims to foster positive interactions between law enforcement and the public. The program, supported by the U.S. Department of Justice's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, is held annually on the first Wednesday in October across the country. This marks the fourth consecutive year the Yuma County Sheriff's Office has hosted the event at the Sunshine Cafe, resuming its tradition last year after a two-year pause during the COVID-19 pandemic. Most of the interactions that sheriff deputies have with the public comes during emergency incidents or other high-stress situations, making coffee with a deputy a valuable opportunity for positive, relaxed dialogue. Attendees are encouraged to bring questions, share concerns about their neighborhoods, and learn more about YCSO's work in the county's unincorporated areas. Similar events are taking place across the United States as law enforcement agencies look to build lasting relationships with the communities they serve. And this article, Sheriff's Office to Host Coffee with a Deputy on Wednesday, October 8th. In other news, COFA MCJROTC Rifle Team places first. This article by James Gilbert, Sun Staff Writer. The COFA High School Marine Corps Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps Rifle Team took home first place at the Old Pueblo Rifle Competition held September 12, 2025 at Flowing Wells High School in Tucson. The COFA team placed first out of eight competing teams in the marksmanship event. Team members included Cadets Mildreth Hernandez, Delilah Mendez, Michael Lawson, and Garnet Ortiz. Hernandez led the team with a first-place individual finish out of 34 shooters. Mendez placed second, Lawson finished eighth, and Ortiz came in 10th. Cadet Hernandez was also the only competitor at the event to qualify for 3 excellence in competition points, a mark of distinction awarded for outstanding performance in marksmanship events. The Old Pueblo event marked the first shoulder-to-shoulder match of the season for the cadets, giving them a valuable opportunity to compete directly against other schools. And this article, COFA MCJROTC Rifle Team places first. Our next article, AMR River Medical to use city's public safety training facility. This article by Josh Bootson, Sun Staff Writer. Yuma City Council paved the way for enhanced local collaboration in fire suppression and emergency medical response by authorizing American Medical Response, River Medical, a medical transport company, to use the city's public safety training facility, PSTF, for training and other related activities. With service in various Western Arizona communities, such as Lake Havasu, Kingman, Golden Valley, Parker, and Quartzsite, AMR River Medical expanded to Yuma about a year ago, supplanting rural Metro Fire within the city of Yuma. As a 911 responder, they have emergency vehicle operator course requirements. They have no facility to conduct that training, so they've asked us if they can utilize our driving track, said Interim Fire Chief John Lauser. It's a minimal impact on our facility. We don't use any of our resources to help them with the training. According to the agreement, approved October 1st, which lasts for an initial 5 years and automatically renews for an additional 5-year term unless terminated by either party, AMR River Medical may use the PSTF for training of firefighters, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, civilian personnel, and volunteers, or such other uses as deemed appropriate by mutual written agreement of the parties. According to Lauser, AMR River Medical's training would take place once per year over 2 or 3 days, involving both new and existing employees. Yuma Fire Department can assign a supervisor to ensure River Medical is using the facility properly. The agreement resembles a previous one between the city and Rural Metro. We've had an identical agreement with Rural Metro for as long as I've been here, Lauser said. We never had one with AMR River Medical because they were never here. Now that they're here, we needed to formalize an agreement identical to the one we had with Rural Metro. Councilmember Arturo Morales drew attention to the fact that the city is not charging River Medical for the use of its facility. I understand they're a mutual aid partner, and we need their services, Morales said. If there's a way to have some kind of fee schedule or per-use fee, even if it's minimal, just to maybe offset some of the maintenance costs, because we do get approached a lot about all the different needs to keep up our facilities. Though the city has not chosen to charge River Medical, the independent agency acknowledged in the contract that the city may opt to do this and define its own fee schedule. Additionally, the contract states that River Medical agrees to pay for all consumable product replacement, repair, and or replacement of property and loaned equipment at the PSTF that is damaged, destroyed, or rendered inoperable, in part or in whole. Deputy Mayor Carol Smith voiced her support for this agreement, stating, "It benefits our community because we will now have more well-trained people out there who can serve us." And this article, AMR River Medical to use city's public safety training facility. Now it's time for some what's going on. Please remember to contact event organizers to ensure the time and the details of the event you wish to attend. This week there's going to be a blood drive, so I'm going to consolidate all the dates and information in one block. This is for the Vitalant blood drive. Tuesday, October 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sun Vista RV Resort, 7201 East 32nd Street. Tuesday, October 7th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Onvita Health, 2400 South Avenue A. Wednesday, October 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Onvita Health, 2400 South Avenue A. Wednesday, October 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Yuma County Adult Probation, 410 South Maiden Lane. Thursday, October 9th from 2 to 6:30 p.m. at Yuma Central SDA Church, 1680 South 5th Avenue. Friday, October 10th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. John Newman Catholic Church, Friel Center, 11545 East 40th Street. What's going on with all these blood drives? This October, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Vitalant encourages both new and returning donors to give blood and platelets to help patients, including those undergoing cancer treatment. For more information about Vitalant or the blood drives, contact Vitalant, that's VITALANT.org, or call 877-258-4825. Now, in other What's Going On news. On Tuesday, October 7th, Teen Anime Club, when? 4 to 5 p.m., where? Welton Library, 28790 San Jose Avenue in Welton. What's going on? Otakus can now come together to talk about anime. Learn about anime culture through media, books, drawings, and games. See how it has influenced other cultures in our world today. The cost is free. Seating is limited. For information, visit yumalibrary.org. Also on Tuesday, October 7th, Rock Monsters. When? 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Where? San Luis Library, 1075 North 6th Avenue, San Luis. What's going on? Learn about geology by studying Earth's formation. Create your own rock monster. The cost is free, Supplies are limited. For information, visit yumalibrary.org. On Wednesday, October 8th, Art Club for Kids, 3D Portraits. When? Noon to 1 p.m. Where? Somerton Library, 240 Canal Street, Somerton. What's going on? Children ages 6 to 12 are invited to use their imagination and learn about different artists and art techniques. This month's activity, Spooky 3D Portraits. The cost is free. Supplies are limited. For information, visit yumalibrary.org. Also, on Wednesday, October 8th, Gaming for Teens. When? 1 to 2 p.m. Where? Somerton Library, 240 Canal Street, Somerton. What's going on? Teens ages 13 to 17, join us for a day of games. We'll have the PS4, Nintendo Switch, and board games available to try. The cost is free. First come, first served. For information, visit yumalibrary.org. Also, on Wednesday, October 8th, Spooktivity. When? 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Where? Yuma Main Library, 2951 South 21st Avenue. What's going on? Join us for a spooktacular science experiment where you'll create your very own spiderweb slime and discover the magic behind how science brings it to life. Best suited for kids ages 6 to 12, but all ages are welcome. The cost is free, supplies are limited, and for information, visit yumalibrary.org. And finally, from Wednesday, October 8th, Spooky Pop-Up Cards. When? 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Where? Heritage Library, 350 South 3rd Avenue. What's going on? Join us and make your own spooky holiday card that will pop to life. Ages 13 to 17. The cost is free. Supplies are limited. For information, visit yumalibrary.org. And that's all the time we have for What's Going On. Well, we are at the end of today's Yuma Sun program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Thank you for tuning in today for the Yuma Sun. You can listen to this program or any of our outstanding Sun Sounds of Arizona productions by visiting our website, sunsounds.org, listening on your Echo Dot or smart home devices, or using the new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android. Please stay tuned for the Wall Street Journal, which is next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a wonderful day.